Three different men who've prosecuted gambling crime or studied it agree that a Dane County casino would most likely increase addiction, bankruptcy, and illegal activity.
Brace yourself.
We will definitely see more compulsive gamblers.
Crime will go up.
However, a 1996 study of crime rates and interviews with law enforcement around the state shows crime doesn't necessarily go up because of casino gambling. Dennis Nelson of API Services says the study's findings have been backed up by others, including a National Institute of Justice report done last year.
Gaming venues and studies done in other parts of the country have indicated that it is not a significant factor in increased crime.
The Dane County District Attorney's Office prosecutes about 10 embezzlement or gambling-related cases each year. DA Brian Blanchard says most were linked to the nearby Ho-Chunk Casino in Baraboo. He anticipates more problems if the tribe expands its Madison Bingo Hall into a full-fledged casino, a decision that rests first with voters, then the governor, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
That has to be the tip of the iceberg. But if we had a local casino that people could go to on their lunch times, on the way home from work, any time of night or day, as far as I understand it, we will definitely see more compulsive gamblers.
Law enforcement aren't lining up on the same side in the debate. Unlike the DA, the Dane County Sheriff's Association supports a casino for the financial benefits it would bring. The county and city of Madison would each get $3.5 million a year from the Ho-Chunk tribe. However, an Illinois professor who studied gambling says that game would be outweighed by cost 3-1. Also speaking against a Dane County casino was Milwaukee County DA E. Michael McCann. He says the Potawatomi Casino in Milwaukee has brought more crime, something the nearby Brown County officials dispute. McCann's bigger concern, though, is the influence of gambling on politics. Tribes donated heavily to political campaigns in the last election, with substantial amounts going to Governor Jim Doyle.
I love this state, and I love clean government. And I dread the thought someday that one of my successors, the district attorney of this county and of other counties, will take his hat in his hand and go to the back door of the casino and ask for money. Do we want that in Wisconsin?
The group urging a no vote on next Tuesday's referendum held their news conference at the Madison Senior Center. That helped underscore their contention that elderly are prone to gambling problems. They say another at-risk population are UW-Madison students. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.